Section 8. Candidates for Oregon Secretary of State. Term, 4 years. Salary, $77,000. Candidates for Oregon Secretary of State were asked these three questions. 1. What qualifications and experience make you the best candidate for Secretary of State? 2. What are your priorities for the State Land Board? 3. What would be the impact on election processes and resources of adopting ranked choice voting? There are three candidates for Oregon Secretary of State. Natalie Paravicini, Pacific Green, did not respond to questions by the print deadline. Dennis Linthicum, Republican, did not respond to questions by the print deadline. Tobias Reed, Democrat, answers to questions. 1. What qualifications and experience make you the best candidate for Secretary of State? Answer. My experience turning good ideas into results as a statewide leader sets me apart in this race. With Oregon Saves, I transformed a concept into a program now serving more than 120,000 people who have saved over $240 million for retirement. As treasurer, I've led a staff of nearly 200 people while managing a portfolio of $130 billion-plus. I'm running for Secretary of State because our democracy is at stake. With increased attacks against election workers and widespread misinformation, it's critical that we restore public trust in our elections process. Having a Secretary of State that voters trust will improve the effectiveness of everything else that we do. 2. What are your priorities for the State Land Board? Answer. The primary obligation of the Land Board is to maintain the greatest permanent value of our resources. I'm proud to have maintained the balance between conservation and economic development as a member of the Land Board for the last 7 years. Our creativity helped convert the Elliott into North America's largest research forest. I will continue to advocate for innovative solutions while maintaining our long-term focus. A key element of this work is to consider the impacts of our decisions on the people who live, work, study, and recreate in these spaces, now and in the future. As a member of the State Land Board, I regularly speak with stakeholders throughout our processes and will continue to do so as Secretary of State. 3. What would be the impact on election processes and resources of adopting ranked choice voting? Answer. Over the past 6 months, I have met with 23 of Oregon's county clerks to hear about their experiences managing our elections. The clerks have been very clear that they would need significant support from the state to successfully implement ranked choice voting, as it would drastically alter our current system to be centralized with a singular statewide count. Without the proper infrastructure, this process could take significantly more time to deliver results than our current system. As Secretary of State, I will work closely with the county clerks and leaders in the state legislature to ensure that any changes made to our election system are matched with the resources required to implement them successfully.